Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Murder on Waverly Place by Victoria Thompson, narrated by Suzanne Torin and directed by Erica Jensen. This book is copyrighted 2009 by Victoria Thompson. This recording is copyrighted 2009 by Recorded Books. Sarah Brandt is not completely surprised when her very proper mother asked her to attend a séance. She knows that Mrs. Decker still carries great guilt over the death of her older daughter, Maggie. So Sarah accompanies her, and the spiritualist does seem to contact Maggie, convincing Mrs. Decker to attend another séance. Only this time, one of the attendees doesn't succeed in speaking to the dead. She joins them. And now, Murder on Waverly Place.
Chapter 1. With a weary sigh, Sarah Brandt pushed open the front door of her house. She'd been awake for more than 36 hours, and she wanted nothing more than a quick bite to eat and a long night in the comfort of her own bed. But as she closed the door behind her, she heard a childish shriek of joy, and all her fatigue fell away. She looked up to see her daughter, Catherine, clattering down the stairs to greet her.
"Mama!"
she cried in a voice that was almost normal, and threw her small arms around Sarah's legs. Sarah blinked back tears. When she'd found Catherine at the Prodigal Son Mission a few months ago, she wouldn't speak at all. She'd appeared on the doorstep of the mission one morning, and no one knew a thing about her life up until that moment, except that something had frightened her.